You're listening to NeuroFrontiers on ReachMD. On this episode, we'll hear from Dr. Henry Kaminsky, Meta A. Newman Professor of the Department of Neurology at the George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences in Washington, D.C. He'll be sharing insights on variability in myasthenia gravis presentation and management. Here's Dr. Kaminsky now.
Just by definition, patients with myasthenia gravis have fluctuating symptoms over the day and over weeks and months. And the challenge in treating these patients is you don't know in the individual patient in front of you in the office which way they're going to go. And are they going to have a significant exacerbation? Are they already significantly weak and then they need to have immediate treatment? Or is this going to be a person who does, let's just say, on prednisone on a small dose, and they don't need any other sort of treatments? So there's the clinical variability, and then just as important, the variability in treatment responses. And the big challenge in the field is that we are not able to have any sort of marker to predict how a patient is going to do. And then if we go a little bit deeper on the biological variability, once you diagnose the patient, you need to define them as having acetylcholine receptor antibodies or muscle-specific kinase antibodies. If they're a young person, especially a woman, they'd benefit from a thymectomy. But then older individuals may or may not. The evidence base is not quite as clear there. Patients with these muscle-specific kinase antibodies appear to respond really well to B-cell depletion therapy. And so they do better with rituximab than the acetylcholine receptor antibody patients. So there's a lot of devil in the detail. There's people over the age of 65, so that's late onset, and then late onset over 45 to 50. So as we get older, patients have more comorbidities, right? So they'll have diabetes. And so you want to restrict your use of prednisone. They may have other autoimmune conditions being treated with other medications. They may already have significant morbidity from lifelong smoking history, and they're not going to respond as well to our treatments. The same thing potentially with people with a high BMI. Ultimately, for the individual physician, you have to deal with all these things. The uncertainty of treatment responses, the things that we know can guide your treatment. And then also one last thing I didn't mention is that there are patients who are just really treatment unresponsive. So we've got a lot of nice therapies, old and new, but still there are patients who are not going to respond. And you have to deal with the psychological consequences of that. And each patient has different levels of resilience, so to speak, to deal with the chronic illness and the complications of treatment. I think I've thrown out a lot of pieces of variability with relatively few answers. So that's part of the challenge in taking care of these patients.
That was Dr. Henry Kaminsky discussing variability in myasthenia gravis care. To access this and other episodes in our series, visit NeuroFrontiers on ReachMD.com, where you can be part of the knowledge. Thanks for listening.